Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and we have a very exciting next 35 to 40 minutes that we're going to cram in here and have some tons of fun. And before we jump into Katie Taylor, I got a couple quick announcements for you. And those of you who are early birds, I mean, that are actually punctual, because I get a report via email. Some of you guys would die if you saw the report that I get with the free conference call system that we use, because it tells me when you got on the call, how long you stayed on the call, what number you dialed in to get on the call, and I mean, I know how many bowel movements you have each day. No, I don't know that, okay? I know a lot about each person that calls, so those of you who are actually punctual and get on at the top of the hour, I'm rewarding you and giving you some information that I think will be valuable to you. So, that being said, here is a couple more. Those of you who have people in Canada, or this might affect you, the Lactoferrin Gold, the Bone Health Pack, the Bone Health Business Pack, Niken Osteodense, and the Kenzen Mega Daily 4 for women are now all available in Canada. So if you are a Canuck, or you know some Canucks, and please don't take offense because I called you a Canuck, or if you know somebody, that's a common trademark name. But those products are now available. There are some Niken nutritional products that are not going to be reviewed by Canada Health. Okay, that's the organization in Canada that reviews the nutritional products. They basically pulled the bulk of them to the side and said, we need to review these, the labeling, the ingredients, and all that stuff. Run them through the gauntlet of testing that needs to take place before we allow them to be sold again. Even though there was nothing wrong, okay, there was nothing wrong, it's just what they do to make sure everything is scrutinized to the fullest degree of their availability to do that. So those products I just ran through are available. The rest that are not available are in pending status. So Niken expects, Daryl Merritt, head of the whole distributor services and customer service department, expects that it'll just be a matter of days, okay? So just hang tight. Other stuff that will be available soon. This is something you need to be gearing up for, and I'm going to say this with a kind of a mark of hesitancy. Whenever we know there are new products coming, sometimes we have a tendency to hold back on doing what we need to be doing so we can build up for that next launch or that next product introduction. You don't ever want to get into the moment of or the mode of sandbagging or slowing down. What we have available, and I say this with all honesty, what we have available changes people's lives. I did an energy test up on a roof yesterday with a contractor that a friend of mine, and we started getting in a conversation about something. Not that I climb up on roofs all the time. I was up there just taking a look at something, and he had the ladder up, so I climbed up. And while we're sitting up there, he said, well, will the products do this for this, this, and this? And I said, well, let's see what happens. Took my power band necklace off, did an energy test, and he was just literally blown away. That being said, let's not wait for what's coming down the pike. But at the same time, let's kind of gear up with that in mind. So those of you who ever hosted or took leadership involved with the product launch, let me just read one paragraph that was sent to us a few days ago. Exciting new products are on the horizon for introduction this spring. Although an earlier announcement suggested plans for a coordinated Niken launch event, spring product launches will not be organized through the corporate-hosted event. In other words, they're not going to build it all around one weekend. So if you want to host an event in your home, in a hotel, whatever, take the lead on this. And if you're a silver and above, I'm going to send you in the Rogers organization, and I'll send it to all of the Costline people in my database. But if you want to host one of these events, you just take the lead. Pick a date in April or May. Chances are you're going to see what we call a soft product launch of products coming in April or May, or maybe in June. Who knows? And I'm not going to tell you what I do know as far as speculation, but I'll give you some clues. That device that we had that was discontinued, that we put a certain element in called H2O, and we pushed a couple few buttons, and it ran for a certain amount of minutes and altered the molecular structure of the water, changed the pH, all those other wonderful things. We may see that combined with one of our other we all love. So there. Let your mind wander. I didn't tell you nothing. Katie, I didn't say nothing, did I?
No.
Right? I didn't say nothing. I didn't give any clues away. I didn't make any claims. I didn't say nothing. So there. You guys just go with it how you want. That being said, again, you guys, we need to gear up for these things. We need to literally know that, hey, okay, this is coming. However, let's continue in the mode that we're already building upon. Utilize that which we have, because the whole entire wellness home, any component of the wellness home, will change people's lives. So let's not wait. One other quick announcement. Again, as I mentioned last week, want to thank everybody for their amazing, absolutely amazing support. Some of you financially, some of you prayerfully, some of you just in a passing thought. The stair climb that I took part in last Sunday afternoon up in Seattle was a tremendous success. Our team raised a little over $4,200. We actually beat one of the neighboring departments down the road from us as far as our time. The key is that Vance, your host on the call, actually survived. At 42 years of age, which is older than some of you, much younger than some of you as well, climbing 1,311 steps in my goal of less than 20 minutes, I considered that a miracle, especially when the young buck who won, I actually had the fastest time, he didn't win, but a 29-year-old guy from Missoula, Montana, did it in 10 minutes and 53 seconds. That's with 50 pounds of firefighter gear, a tank on your back, and breathing apparatus on your face, breathing compressed air the whole time. It was a fundraiser for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Foundation, so it was my little healthy society thing. So, again, thank you. I had a goal of under 20 minutes. I did it in 19 minutes and 41 seconds. And two pair of mag steps, power bands all over my body, power patches on my pulled hamstring knee, from a skiing accident. So again, thank you guys, everyone, for that, your support. If you want to know more details about that, send me an email and I'll fire you out an email. But that was a huge success, and I think that's all the announcements I had. So, two others. Next week, next Saturday, Rick Murphy will be with us. The legend, the dude. And most of you know who he is. From Austin, Texas, and then the following week we have, what did I do with their card, Brent and Brenda Dean, new couple, less than a year in NECAN, and you're going to just be thrilled when you hear their story and what they're doing, and really why they chose to be aligned with NECAN, powerful, powerful young couple, and so anyway, that's the next 2 weeks lineup.